Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Live Your Lux Life. I'm your host, Malia, and I am happy to have you here with me on my weekly show, sharing inspirational stories, motivating each other, and sharing great products and tools to help you live your best life. Tune in weekly and visit liveyourluxlife.com to follow us on social media and catch more news, stories, and reviews.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Live Your Lux Life. Again, my name's Malia. Now, Michael Jordan is one of the best athletes of all time. Who doesn't love Michael Jordan? Especially for those of us that used to watch him play in his prime years of his career. Some would say he's the best athlete of all time. Michael Jordan is providing our quote for the week. Michael said, "Some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen. Others make it happen." Which of these people are you? We are all one of these people in different points in our lives and for different reasons. I don't know about you, but I always want to be the one who makes it happen. We are all striving for our goals and ambitions. You know, it will happen as long as you stay motivated to do it. Sometimes I know that's easier said than done, but together we're going to get there. So today I want to share with you three tips on how to stay motivated. Finding ways to stay motivated is something you will never stop doing in your life. Trust me. We all have times in our life and throughout the year where we lose interest or motivation in staying on track. Let me tell you, I can be so determined sometimes in achieving my goals or staying with my daily positive habits. Then one day, boom, there it is. It's over. I can't always tell you why. I can start feeling discouraged or why my motivation dissipates, but hey, I'm human, just like you. My sometimes lack of motivation may last for a day, sometimes a week, sometimes months. I know what you're thinking. Months? Okay, I'm being honest with you right now. Now I know I'm not the only one. And if you're being honest with me, I know you can tell me you can relate sometimes with certain things. I know what you're thinking. Are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. It's just me and you right now, okay? So over the lockdown, it was scary times for me. So keeping my motivation up was very hard. I was on a good track, working out before the lockdown. But with everything going on, even just trying to keep toilet tissue in stock in the home was exhausting. Now I know those days contributed to completely killing my motivation. I wasn't working out. Plus, the gyms were closed anyway. I mean, including the community gym at my home, I couldn't even think about taking care of myself because I was worried about everyone else around me. Okay, so I made a decision at that time that I wouldn't let that stop me. You know, I bought a spin bike for my home, and with all the gym equipment on back order, it took a couple months for it to even get delivered. So it was great because I could get back to getting on a consistent schedule with a great cardio workout, with resistance that would push me more than just taking a walk around the neighborhood. But I have to tell you, I definitely got off track again just a few months ago. You know, I'm not sure I can pinpoint one specific reason. For me, I find myself doing really great in one area of my life, and then another area could end up going downhill. So for me, there are four general areas of life: career, relationships, health, and then mental and spiritual balance. So if I'm doing great in three areas, sometimes that fourth area I'm lacking for some reason. So the key is to stay balanced in all four areas on a great day. But sometimes it's only two out of four areas that I'm doing well in. So to be honest with you, the last couple months I've been unmotivated with my workouts and also my diet. So I had to reach out to a friend. You know, he agreed and actually was excited to help me to get back on track with my workouts. Now, his excitement actually excited me. You know, this is what he does. He works out almost every day, including going to race on his bike. You know, I actually look up to him for his drive and his consistency in this area in his life. You know, without a doubt, every time I see him, he's doing something active. You know, and I'm actually really grateful that he's a friend and that has shown interest in training me, you know, while I'm working to get my motivation back. So just showing me some new routines and different circuit workouts have opened my eyes again as to why I love working out. So eventually, I won't need to have someone standing next to me telling me what to do because I'll know I can do it again on my own. You know, it's mostly mental for me right now, to be honest. So having a partner just helps me to refocus my habits. So this brings me to tip number one: surround yourself with like-minded people that are already living the goals that you want to achieve or are working towards those same goals, just like you are. You know, if my goal is to get myself back in shape and not struggle to button my jeans, then I'm not going to hang out with people every day that are only going out to eat all the time or going out for drinks. Trust me, I love a good cocktail. Even if it's while watching a good movie at home or having wine with dinner. But even with that, I have to take a break, at least for a little while until I get my metabolism back up. So it doesn't mean that once or twice a week you can't have a break, just not every day. So right now I have to be so disciplined or I'm not going to see any changes, which will then cause me to not improve my workout regimen, then my motivation will dwindle down again. We are all here in life to help each other and inspire each other. Even the best people need motivation. So tip number two, decide what your why is to set clear goals. What's the reason you need to make these changes in your life? What's your goals? So one goal of mine is to button my jeans again with no problem. Of course, that's not the only reason, obviously. You know, I want to be healthy. I want to feel good. So is your why because you want to save money to buy a house or to take vacations every year? Or maybe your goal is to just save money or to keep your home organized and tidy. Staying motivated to keep your home organized is not always easy either. You're constantly coming and going and you're cleaning up after your family. It's not an easy task, trust me. Whatever your why, you need to know it so that you can remind yourself. You know, write it down, or even better, make a vision board. Put it up where you can see it. Vision boards have always been a big part of my life. I'm a visual person, so seeing my goals in a picture form definitely keeps me going. You know, put your business goals on your vision board. If you need a new office building, take a picture and post it on your board. Take a picture of a building. That way you can focus on and put that out to the universe. However you do it, just write it where you can see it daily. All right. So tip number three is be consistent. The fastest way to lose your motivation is by stopping your daily habits to get you there. Like I said, if I stop working out now, I won't see any results. Then that will be a domino effect. And for me, it's not a good feeling for myself. And then nothing will happen. Make your schedule and keep it. Now you have to allow yourself some room for error. So I like to say 80% of the time is key. I don't know about you, but I can't do anything at 100% of the time. You know, I need 20% to enjoy myself, you know, or to be bad. So don't beat yourself up about having a bad day. And then you'll just end up being so discouraged that you completely fall off the wagon. So staying motivated has different facets to it. But the main tip is to write down your why and keep people around you that want to see you win. Those people that have the same goals as you do. Whatever your reason, your mind, body, and spirit will thank you when you get there. Trust me. Now let's challenge ourselves for the rest of this month to follow these tips and see how this sets your path for the rest of the year. Until next time, have a great week. I want to thank you for joining me today on Live Your Lux Life. I hope you learned something new this week. Visit our website, liveyourluxlife.com, for more news, stories, and reviews. And follow us wherever you get your podcast. May we see you soon on the next episode of Live Your Lux Life.